You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday, which we like to preferably call Friday Eve. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
It's your least favorite day.
Yeah, but, you know, it'll be over soon.
But first, we got a three-hour show to do.
That's right.
All right. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you, by the way. So just so as you know, Thursday is that thing that one of my favorite time of the week. We call it Boomer and McQueen. So McQueen joins us here in the studio. Boomer and McQueen, we ask questions. We swap. McQueen is not available 2 weeks in a row now because she has a commitment she has made, and we honor that. Although we miss her, but absolutely, we're going to guess who the sub is for today. It's Boomer and Lee from Huntsville. So anyway, yeah, 3:30 p.m., Boomer and Lee from Huntsville will be doing that, and I'm looking forward to it. At 4 o'clock, former Congressman Mo Brooks is going to call in. We'll talk with him about several things that are going on in and around the state, the redistricting, and then what was this deal with state school board member Wayne Reynolds trying to ping him on an ethics charge? Well, that didn't work. Anyway, we'll talk to former Congressman Mo Brooks about that at 4 o'clock. And then I got a triple dipper, so hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So, number one, Bidenomics. Oh, yeah. He's embraced it. It's the title he's going with. He's decided to claim the mantle of Bidenomics, and he gave a speech yesterday. No joke, man. Anyway, we'll talk about it. How's that Bidenomics working out for you? Yeah, we'll cover the numbers and give that a run. That's number one on the triple dipper. Number two, you know the deal. Every once in a while when I'm resourcing the show, I start thinking through what's happening around here, what's going on in our own house, what is happening around Alabama. And as a result, we wind up cooking up a whole batch of home fries. So, yep, that's today. Number two on the triple dipper, got a batch of home fries to go over. And then number three, you know, I began looking at how much stuff the liberals put out or ask us to buy into that is just fake. I mean, we got fake women. We got fake meat. We got all kinds of stuff. I'm calling number three on the triple dipper a fake world. And that's what they keep trying to give us, is a fake world. So we're not going for it, and we'll talk about it number three on the triple dipper. All right, that's the show for the day. Let me move on here to my comments. And I got to ask you, do you remember a few years ago, Gladys Knight sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl? And it was right during the height of that time that Colin Kaepernick, that guy that failed at playing football but succeeded at becoming a liberal icon, yeah, that guy. It was at the height of the time that Kaepernick set the stage for liberals to believe that it was acceptable, righteous, even expected that people should kneel down in disrespect of our national anthem. Never mind the fact that every one of those knucklehead pro athletes that took a knee is getting rich off the free market capitalism they are so quick to decry. Anyway, I digress. So Gladys Knight, she sang the national anthem, did a beautiful job, and she was interviewed later by CNN's former commentator Don Lemon, that uber-liberal guy, Don Lemon. Before singing the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl, she was interviewed, I take it back, she was interviewed right before she sang it. He wanted to know if she was making what he referred to as a bad career choice. Huh. Lemon was arguing that her career would suffer if she didn't make some kind of gesture in support of the kneelers and Colin Kaepernick. Here's her response. This is what Gladys Knight said. She said, "People are going to have their opinions about whatever. All I can deal with right now is what my heart says, okay? I grew up with the national anthem. We used to sing it in school before school started. We used to say prayers in school before school started. We just don't have that anymore. I'm just hoping it'll be all about our country and how we treat each other and being the great country that we are." Well, Kaepernick's lawyer, a guy named Mark Garagos, he said that performers who sing the national anthem are crossing what he called an intellectual picket line. Whatever. What Don Lemon and Mark Garagos did not count on was that Gladys Knight did not apologize for not kowtowing to their liberal dogma. She basically said, sorry, not sorry. You see, liberals always seek out the apology because most liberal beliefs stem from having a victim mentality. They need you to be remorseful. They need you to even be shamed. They need your apology because your apology vindicates their agenda. Woe is me. I'm a disenfranchised individual. Therefore, you should acknowledge that you are my oppressor. I don't have as much as you. Therefore, you have privilege. I don't feel comfortable hearing your opinions. Therefore, you should be silenced. I'm offended by your very existence. Therefore, I should ensure that you cannot be seen or heard. I mean, think about it. Every time there's a conflict with liberals, it stems from not being willing to back down, from not being willing to voluntarily cave and apologize for simply not agreeing with their wackadoo, nonsensical inability to cope with reality. This is why former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines has the left so flummoxed, because she is unapologetic in her stance that biological men, even when they call themselves fake women, should not be allowed to compete in women's sports. This is why the Democrat Party has no idea what to do about Robert Kennedy Jr. running for president, because he is unapologetic in his stance that the COVID vaccines were a really bad idea. This is why Ron DeSantis infuriates the left, because he demands that Disney stay in their lane and quit advocating for the sexualization of children. This is why Bud Light is no longer the king of beers, because the American beer-drinking public is unapologetic in being sick and tired of being woke-preached by beer makers. Now, think back to the heyday of the George Floyd riots. As BLM organized the Summer of Love and burned our cities, they were the victims, they cried. So they looted and burned their way to gain the appeasement and the apologies of weak and feckless leaders everywhere. Corporate America rushed to give them money and express their solidarity. How many mayors and other public officials chose to bow and just get down on their knee, literally bow at the head of a BLM protest march? It happened all over the nation. I know for a fact of one Alabama sheriff who bowed down and demanded that his deputies with him do likewise. Mayors in Alabama and elsewhere, and what did it actually get them? Look out at liberal Portland, Oregon, Mayor Ted Wheeler. It's a classic example. Wheeler stood with crowds of protesters who launched fireworks, threw garbage, and started fires outside of a federal courthouse. And at their protest, he gave a speech bashing President Trump's decision to bring federal agents to enforce the law and protect federal property, and praising his own acquiescence, his police reform measures like reducing the department's budget. Well, did it help? No, not by a stretch. The crowd actually turned on him, destroyed even more of his city. And now, these several years later, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler is desperately, to this very day, trying to rebuild the police department that he tore apart. See, my point is this. Apologies do have their place. When we are wrong, we need to own the wrong, confront our actions, and ask forgiveness of those we've hurt. That is wholly and completely separate from my point here today. Today, what I'm suggesting is that begging forgiveness from those who just want to hurt us and tear us down only emboldens them. Liberals seek the apology so they can bolster their own claims of victimhood. See, I told you we were the victims. That's why he apologized. Well, every time we give a little ground to liberals, they demand more. Every time we apologize for simply having a differing and well-intended value or belief system, they pounce for more. It is antithetical to common sense to believe that if we apologize for being right, that they will agree that we are right and should be allowed to move forward with our right beliefs. No, they want blood. They want capitulation. Liberals demand apologies, but they have no idea what to do with people who don't cave into their demands. Don Lemon was so out of his league with Gladys Knight. So here's the bottom line. I'm a Christian. I'm a conservative. I believe that God is good, that America is exceptional, that Alabama is beautiful, that there's still absolutes. And I believe, like so many of you, that things like limited government, strong families, and low taxation, and school choice, and free markets, and the value of our U.S. Constitution, those are all worth fighting for. And I make no apologies, not for any of it. Sorry, not sorry. And I'm going to go download some Gladys Knight on my playlist now. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yeah, that is the thing. Liberals will demand an apology, and they do because their agendas are so often rooted in the idea of victimhood. They need your apology to validate who they say they are and what their agenda really is. And they have no idea what to do when we don't apologize. Stay the course. Sorry, not sorry. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Phone lines and text lines are open. It's 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And a bunch of texters already in there. I can see. And by the way, I don't know how to pronounce. Is it Nico or Nicho? I don't know which way, but he's from Hampton Cove. Brand spanking new in the text line. I'm going off the way he spelled it, so I say he. Could be a she. We need clarification. Anyway, glad you're in the text line. I got a caller online. Is that Jeff already? Jeff from Indiana. I hear there are congratulations in order, my brother.
Yes, they are, Phil.
Tell me.
About 1:45, my son. So I'm another granddad again.
Whoop, whoop. Pay some applause for us, Boomer. We got to have that right now. There you go. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I had nothing to do with it.
you generationally had something to do with it, but that's great, man. Yeah. Congratulations. We're glad for you. Everybody good? Mom's good? All of it?
Yeah, everybody's doing great. If it had been room in the hospital yesterday, I'd have been there for the birth and everything since we was already there with the wife.
I know.
They had the same hospital. So.
Well, but she's doing better today too, though, right?
Yeah, she's doing great today. Just a little sore is all, but she's doing fine.
Well, good deal. Well, all right, man. Well, congratulations. So you're still on the road, though, or are you heading back up there?
I just passed Bucky's, yeah. Heading home now.
Well, all right, brother. What's on your mind? What do you think? You got anything about the show, or are you just calling to give us your announcements?
Well, both. But I do want to apologize to the liberals, though. I want to apologize because I didn't do enough to keep them from self-harm and harming others. If we'd have did some more, maybe, and everything, and try to take these people in and try to... these people are truly mentally deranged, but I mean, because they're dragging the country down. They're not only hurting you and me, they're hurting themselves. Because they're so reliant upon the government. When the government collapses, there's going to be a lot of them that just die, basically, because they don't know how to take care of themselves, and they rely completely on government help.
Yeah, it's something to watch, man. And you're right, they are so reliant on externals to get anything done that they don't know what to do if the external sources they have go away, like the government. And but they also, I don't know if you caught the part in my monologue a minute ago, they demand apologies because they live in a victim mentality at all times.
Just like the Biden thing, I think they said, what is it, 30-some-odd% of the people think he's doing a good job? those 30% are truly deranged. I don't know what planet they're on, but it's sure not on, they're not on this one, I don't think.
they're the ones lining up to get their free stuff, I guess, from all the big spending we've had in the last few years. But,
I guess it's...
Go ahead.
I guess it's the 30-some percent that don't watch any real news. Just sit there and watch MSNBC and CNN.
Well, they don't listen to Right Side Radio. We know that.
That's for sure.
All right, man. Well, hey, be safe on the road, and congratulations again. Blessings on everybody in the family, especially that new little bundle of joy.
Thank you very much, Phil. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. We'll see you. That's awesome. I love that. You know, here's what we're going to have to do, man. I've already decided. We're going to have a gathering. We're going to have a gathering at some point. And we're going to make sure that some of these voices that people hear all the time are there, and then we're going to call the roll. Because everybody hears the voice, and they always wonder, what does he or she look like?
You yeah. know?
So I want to call the roll, and I mean, just to name a few. We're gonna have like, all right, Jeff from Indiana, stand up, and then you know, Sparky from Harvest, stand up, and Lee from Huntsville, stand up, and
oh, I like this.
Brian from Huntsville and John from Huntsville, and
see, that would be a blast.
I think that'd be a hoot, man. And we got listeners all over the place. We'll have to make sure they're there so we can call the roll and people can go, you don't look like I expected. I pictured you being taller.
Yeah. I get it.
Last night,
I was just about to bring this up. So, guys, I know we talked a lot about some amazing cereal yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And so last night I happened to go home and I sent the Colonel a nice picture right before, or just, you know, my wind down of the evening.
It's a big old bowl.
It was a big old bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Yes, it was.
And then
I sent him back. I was eating a bowl of Fruit Loops.
It was perfect. It was just perfectly epic at the same moment.
I came home and Charlene, she had dinner and she looked at me. She said, "I pretty much expected you to text me ahead of time and say, I'm just having cereal tonight." I said, "No, I'm having that for dessert."
McQueen wasn't home, so I just had cereal.
Oh, so that was bachelor dinner for
so
you.
It was bachelor dinner. That's what it was.
Did the kids have to eat cereal too?
No, they had already eaten. So they actually got a good meal, I'm sure.
Where you had Frosted Flakes.
I had Frosted Flakes.
They're fortified with 8 essential vitamins and iron.
That's right. And they're great.
It's awesome. I don't know that I've seen many things go quite as viral on the show as that one did yesterday.
Oh, I know.
I mean, how many daggum text messages did we have? Looking at text messages right now, Anita from South Huntsville. Phil, your monologue perfectly illustrated why I am not a fan of some on the right that demand an apology from Bud Light. Okay. I don't want to hear them grovel. They simply express their values, and now I want nothing to do with their product because of it. Fair enough. I don't want them to apologize either. I just want them to stay in their lane and, experience the joys of making the wrong calculation on your marketing. JT from Lacey Springs says, liberals are just squeaks with none on the hood of your car. Also, Boomer, don't put so much pepper on those home fries, because last time I thought somebody was going to have to perform the Heimlich maneuver on Phil. Was that home fries day? I guess it was.
I think it was. Right,
I was not choking on a home fry. Jerry from Decatur just said, airborne. Appreciate you, Jerry, all the way. Bruce from Hazel Green says, only person I will ever bow down to is our Lord and our God. There you go, sir. Wade from Huntsville. LGBTQ stands for Let's Get Beer, Tacos, and Quesadillas.
I like that.
I may have to put that on a T-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah. And then David from Athens says, libs want us to buy into climate change. I'm a firm believer in global warming, climate change. If not for them, we would still be in the ice age. Interesting. Like okay. What time we got here? I see I got a caller coming in. I don't know that we've got enough time for that one. Boom, tell him to hang on through the break and we'll do it that way. Hey, coming right back, we got number one of the Triple Dipper, Bidenomics, coming up top of the hour. We'll have an opportunity to switch over to home fries. And then don't forget, this is a day when it would have been Boomer and McQueen. It's going to be Boomer and Lee from Huntsville. All right, y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.